I'm talking to Nick Parker, the singer with the band called Crispy. Nick, your sister Mel plays guitar in the band too, doesn't she?
Yeah, Mel's a year younger than me. We've been playing and singing together since we were 8, 9. Dad is a guitarist and took us to hear the great bands playing live. Mel and I put on shows at school, which was a lot of fun. Mum thought we were good, but she didn't want us to get too serious about our music because of the hard lives professional musicians have.
When did you start writing music?
I've been writing since I was 10. And later, Mel started working with me. We didn't have the same influences. I liked rock music, and she loved world music, especially bands from Africa. But we found good ways of mixing the styles.
Your band, Crispy, has two guys and two girls in it. How was it formed?
Mel and I were playing in a concert at our college, and there were two students from music school in the audience. They came to see us after the show and asked if we'd like to form a band with them. We weren't sure at first because we were much younger than them, but we agreed to try it out, and it was brilliant.
Was the band an immediate success?
Well, we spent the first year practicing and writing music. During that time, we all had studying to do. We played in local concerts and the audiences enjoyed what we did. Then, during one holiday, we recorded two songs and sent them to a music company. They offered us a contract, but our parents said we had to finish college first.
You've been together a few years now, and you're one of the top bands. What's that like?
Hard work. We travel to concerts all round the world and are never in one place for more than a few nights. The others are like an older brother and sister to me and Mel, which is good. They help us relax on our days off and make sure we eat well. They're strict about practicing too.
Have you had any disappointments?
Everything we've recorded has done well. Three singles have gone to number one, and our first album has sold over 1 million copies. Our second album was due out this winter, but I've been ill recently, so we've started recording late, which is a pity. But for the rest, everything's fine.
Now listen again.
I'm talking to Nick Parker, the singer with the band called Crispy. Nick, your sister Mel plays guitar in the band too, doesn't she?
Yeah, Mel's a year younger than me. We've been playing and singing together since we were 8, 9. Dad is a guitarist and took us to hear the great bands playing live. Mel and I put on shows at school, which was a lot of fun. Mum thought we were good, but she didn't want us to get too serious about our music because of the hard lives professional musicians have.
When did you start writing music?
I've been writing since I was 10. And later, Mel started working with me. We didn't have the same influences. I liked rock music, and she loved world music, especially bands from Africa. But we found good ways of mixing the styles.
Your band, Crispy, has two guys and two girls in it. How was it formed?
Mel and I were playing in a concert at our college, and there were two students from music school in the audience. They came to see us after the show and asked if we'd like to form a band with them. We weren't sure at first because we were much younger than them, but we agreed to try it out, and it was brilliant.
Was the band an immediate success?
Well, we spent the first year practicing and writing music. During that time, we all had studying to do. We played in local concerts and the audiences enjoyed what we did. Then, during one holiday, we recorded two songs and sent them to a music company. They offered us a contract, but our parents said we had to finish college first.
You've been together a few years now and you're one of the top bands. What's that like?
Hard work. We travel to concerts all round the world and are never in one place for more than a few nights. The others are like an older brother and sister to me and Mel, which is good. They help us relax on our days off and make sure we eat well. They're strict about practicing too.
Have you had any disappointments?
Everything we've recorded has done well. Three singles have gone to number one, and our first album has sold over 1 million copies. Our second album was due out this winter, but I've been ill recently, so we've started recording late, which is a pity. But for the rest, everything's fine.
That is the end of part 2.